Hi, Kai. My name is Aubrey. I'm the pricing director here for your area. How are we doing today?
Hey, good, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, Dan had sent you on over to me here just to go over a little bit about how we work to get you on that first page, how we keep you there, what we use to implement that, what's included, and, of course, pricing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So I just want to go over some of the notes that he had left me here. I see you've been in business for 3 years. Have you done any kind of marketing in that time, or is this something that you're only recently looking into?
Just a Craigslist ad. And I've looked into it a couple times, but I haven't had the money to do it. And, wondering, like, what the price is for you guys' most basic plan.
Gotcha. Okay. So to make sure that we get the proper plan, we have multiple basic plans, right, as well as multiple intermediate and advanced plans, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we have everything that's tailored for your success for your business, so we're not giving you a whole bunch of wish-wash that you don't need, okay? Now, In terms of a website, I see that you have one that's being made, or you just don't have one at all?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, not a problem there. So that's actually one of the things that we do include in all of our packages, right? We build a website for you, and then we link that to your Google business profile. So that's something, you know, we take off your hands there. Now, I'm seeing here that you do both commercial and residential?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Where it makes money, it makes sense. I like that. Okay, so let me go ahead and see here for you. Excuse me. Now, have you tried any kind of social media marketing at any time, like advertising, like Facebook ads, anything like that?
No. No,
no?
Just
okay.
Yelp, and I tried Yelp, but it didn't work good.
Gotcha. You were doing the pay-per-lead service?
Yeah, just paying for, like, a Yelp page or something. Yelp advertisement.
Gotcha. Okay. Not a problem there. So just to go over a little bit about how we work for you before we go into pricing here, as described by Dan, the major benefit here is that once we do begin working with you, we're going to close out the entire moving category, right? So it's different than selling leads, right? Because when you're being sold leads, they're giving you a lead, and then they're giving that same lead to 30, 40 other people that do exactly what you do in the area, right? That's not beneficial. That's not something that helps you, and it's not something that helps the company, right? So we close out your category and only work with you to make sure that you're optimizing on that first page placement. Now, what that means is what we do here is we give you a complete Google local optimization setup. So we do link your website. We get your reviews ported over for you. We get your number on there, description of the business, pictures, and, of course, we want to make sure all of that is linked to your Google business profile. Now, we take that a little step further for you, and we do also include you in the top five directories, right? So not just Google, but we also get you to Facebook. We get you at the top of Yelp. We get you on Bing Maps, and we get you in Apple Maps. Right. And then, of course, we create your initial content for Bing because it's an absolute nightmare for a regular person to do. So we take care of your initial content creation as well. And then we go ahead and get you exposed on mobile devices. So we get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, and then we get you targeted for computers as well. Now, the way that we do this is through keywords. Right. So it's like when you're going on Google, you just type in, you know, you're hungry, you type in pizza. And the first thing that pops up is the organic listing first page, right, with the map section. So that's where we're looking to put you, right? So that anytime any of your keywords are typed in, moving, hauling, if you happen to do junk removal, then anytime somebody types those in, you're going to pop up on that first page for them to go ahead and click your website, give you a direct call, right? Now, this is how companies are capitalizing on 90% of these keywords because these are searches that are done daily. Right. So just for an example, I typed in moving Santa Fe. Right. So I put that in our analytics. You're looking right now at over 2,300 searches done in just the last 30 days. Right. So even being able to capitalize on just 2%, 3%, 4% of these is not just return on investment. It's all profit in your pocket. right? That can be used for more equipment, hire new people, more advertising, whatever it may be, right? So we also try to market towards your peak hours of business throughout the day. Now, the reason we do this is because not only is it proven effective to not only draw leads over to you, but these are people that are looking to get something done expediently in most cases, right? So that's the reason that we have that going. Now, we also do give you, Facebook ads. That's something that comes with all of our packages. So what we do there is we run retargeting. So that's how, that's similar to how you'll be, just kind of sitting around with some buddies. You're talking about, a new restaurant you wanted to go to or this car that you saw that you wanted to buy. And then when you open Facebook, you have an ad for that exact car. You have ads for that exact restaurant, right? That's how we run your Facebook ads for you. So we do want to target the audience so that you can reach more people interested in your business. So they'll have either two options, right? They'll either click the ad on Facebook and get taken directly to your website, or it's going to click in their head, I was just talking about this. Well, let me go head over to Google. Moving in Santa Fe, moving near me, hauling near me. Boom, you're popping up on that first page, and they end up on your website anyway. So what that means for you is that anytime someone is, Facebook searching or even so much as speaks about your business, you're going to be popping up on their viewing pictures, their stories, and they're exposed to your business. Now, everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement, right? Just based on our conversation, I would recommend our Platinum package, right? That's one of our basic packages, but it's the one-stop shop for you for everything you need to be successful on the first page. Right, so that would be at a set flat rate of $249 month to month, and it comes with a one-time programming fee of just $99. But that's just to make sure we get you programmed, moved up that ranking, and be able to maintain you on that first page.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. I probably wouldn't sign up right away. Probably have to think about it, and before I get it, because it seems like I would get a lot of business.
Absolutely. And of course, and we don't just toss you out there blind, right? We're not just kind of throwing you out there, flipping a switch, and suddenly you're getting an overwhelming number of calls. So what we do is we give you a customized tracking and reporting system, right? That's your account dashboard. So you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, add any or remove any, depending on, how business is flowing for you. Excuse me. You can run any promotions, or if you wanted to change any content, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. But we also make sure that you can see how many clicks you're receiving and the location that they were performed. And on top of that, we give you the ability to see how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. Right. So it's a one size fits all for success on this front page. Right. Now, generally, of course, we've been in this business for a long time. Right. The most difficult thing about an SEO and Google placement is not generally the money. Right. It's the availability of getting into these first page placements. Right. So we're not in the game of, highest bidder. Right? Doesn't matter if somebody comes to us and says, I'll pay you $2,000 a month, kick that guy out, put me in. That's not how we work. Right? However, once we do fill that position, it closes off. Right? So we won't be able to, put the next person in there or anything like that. So what we do here, if there's any questions, any concerns that I can go over with you that may, that you may need to think about, we can go over those, right? Because all we're asking here is to gain 1% of your trust. Our business will be able to gain the other 99% for you, right? So if there's things that, are kind of holding you back, let's go ahead and go over those, get those out the way, make sure everything is clear, and then we can go ahead and move forward.
Okay. So the with the tracking how much business you're getting from these online website and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Are you able to like slow down or generate less calls?
Yeah.
From like getting too many jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest things here, right, it comes back down to that paying per lead, right? It doesn't matter if 10 people call you in that day. If you wanted to cherry pick which ones you wanted to keep, which ones you wanted to go out and do, which ones you wanted to suggest to somebody else, you can do that because you're not being charged per lead. So we allow you to cherry pick. Now, if it comes to a point where we get you so much business that you're backed up for 6 months and you wanted to kind of take a minute to go ahead and get those done, you can just pause the service, right? Now, that means a complete pause. So, you know, we're not going to charge you for a month that you're paused. But once you get started up, that after that month has passed while you're started, that's when your 249 will start back up again.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. I would, I'm just a little bit short-handed at work right now, so I'd probably wait. My brother's going to come back in about 3 weeks, and he's going to live with me and be an extra helper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd wait. I think I'd wait at least like two to three weeks to start this up.
Okay.
Because I'm just not able to take very many new customers in the next couple of weeks.
Gotcha. So that actually works out, right? So let me go over how our timeline works. And this is, all for organic movement, right? Again, we don't just flip a switch, right? We want everything to be organic. So it takes us roughly 45 to 60 days to get your complete Google local optimization completed, right? So within the first 3 days, what we do is we set you a client interview, strictly informational. We want to make sure we get your content editing, your quality control, and your Google verification done. Within that 5 to 7 day period, by the time that 7th day rolls around, we have your reporting dashboard and your directory submissions done. So you'll be receiving a small trickle here and there of people that are coming in from directory submissions. By the day 14, 13 usually, we have your splash page, we have your website done, and we have your Facebook ads running. So you'll get a couple more, you know, phone calls from people funneling in from Facebook ads. Your website will be done. We'll have that linked up to your Google profile. And then by that day 45, 50 usually, you see that listing begin to appear and your ranking increase. So that's when you'll really be getting those calls coming in. So it's actually advantageous that you want to take a little bit of time to wait for, you know, some more helping hands, because what'll happen here is by the time you're, you know, you get those, that extra hand, now your things that you need are coming in, right? Versus once you're ready or once you have another hand on, it's 2 months of wait, you know, to get that full completion done. So it's advantageous for you.
Yeah, and so at what point in the timeline do you get, like, the website done and the Google, and put me on Google?
By mid-second week. So about day 10, 11 in that area is when we'll have your website done and connected to your Google profile, and your Facebook ads will be running by that time.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, excellent. So the only thing we have to do here, just make sure we have, you know, business information and things like that correct for you. So what I'm looking at here is Kai's Moving. Now, is that Kai's Moving LLC, or is it just Kai's Moving?
It is LLC. I believe it's just all capitals, the letter LLC.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's all capital Kai Moving LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Moving LLC. And then what is the address of the business?
Well, I don't necessarily have a business building. I mean, there's just my house. And then there is I have a storage unit where I keep my truck. But would it be okay to give you a residential address?
So what we're going to do there is, because we don't want anybody showing up at your house, what we do there is we mask it from Google, right? So while we do need a physical location, we're going to go ahead and put in the note that you need that masked and nobody's going to see your address.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
What's the, you want the home address?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 7256 Vista Serena Serena Loop. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87507.
87507. Okay, perfect. And I do have your first name, Kai. What is the last name?
Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
All right, perfect. And then what's a good email for you to send over things like your Google verification?
It's going to be Makai Bryant. That's MAKAIBRYANT 1996@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's MAKAI Bryant 1996@gmail.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Do you guys require the insurance for the cargo? It's not
yeah, so that depends. Yeah, it's not 100% necessary because it depends on, you know, whether you're doing commercial or residential, right? Commercial work generally always needs a license and insurance. But, you know, if you take on mostly residential or if it's something that you don't really touch on when it comes to commercial, you just do, like, here and there, not entirely necessary.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So I did send over that email for you for your Google verification. Just let me know if you received that.
Okay.
So what this is here, we're just going to ask for pictures of things like tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, if it's necessary. Business cards, business registration, invoice, workplace, and things like that, okay? Because that's what we're going to use to put on your Google business profile. And then, of course, pictures of workplace and things like that for professionalism.
Okay, yeah.
All right, perfect. So I sent that over there. Now, we do want to go ahead and create you a security question. So it's just as an added layer of protection for you because, of course, with increased visibility comes the lovely third-party vendor calls that are unrelated to local Splash. So what we want to do here is make sure that you have an added layer of protection so that if we do call or if somebody does call and they're claiming to be local Splash, we have your security question, you have the answer, you know it's coming from us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. So you have three to choose from here. The first one is mother's maiden name. The second one is the city you were born in. And the third is your first pet name.
I'll do the city I was born in.
City you were born in? Okay, perfect. And then can you spell that for me?
It's the abbreviation for Saint. It's capital S-T period. Lewis, L-U-I-S.
Okay. Saint Louis. Perfect. Now, these will always be lowercase. It just makes it a little bit easier for not only the system, but for you when we call in. Because a lot of people like to get fancy. You know what I mean? Put like an uppercase letter in the middle of words and it messes them up. It messes us up. So the period will be there, but it'll all be lowercase. So S-T dot L-U-I-S, all lowercase. Okay?
L-O-U-I-S, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Perfect. Of course,
I never got the email. Let me check again. Local Splash support?
That's correct. Yep, that's the one. Okay. All right, perfect. And then, of course, the last thing we do need to add on here is a method of payment. Now, are you going to use, like, a Visa, MasterCard?
Yeah.
MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be the same address as the 7256 Vista Serena. Is it Vista Serena or Vista Furina?
It's the, Vista Serena Loop, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then when you are ready, the card number.
Okay, 4200-6400-4690-0034.
Okay, so to make sure I have that correct for you, that's 4200-6400-4690-0034.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And then the expiration date.
12/26.
December 2026. Perfect. And then the security code.
409.
Okay, perfect. So before I go ahead,
I'm just going to try.
So the initial would be the $249 plus the one-time $99 programming fee. So that's $348. And then you would just see $249 month to month.
Okay. And starting today?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll get immediately working on your website and things like that.
Once I send you this information...
Right, so we're going to begin creating your website, right? So when you're going through the client interview, that's when you'll send over your Google verification, your photos, and things like that, so that our account management team can go ahead and add those to your website as we build it for you, okay?
Okay, when do they won't need the pictures by and all that?
So it's beneficial if you send them, you know, as early as possible. But you can send them at the time of your client interview, which we will schedule in just a moment here as soon as I see what available time we have, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, before I do process the payment, I do have to take you through our voice verification. So that's just an added layer of protection for you that we're going to send over in writing with your invoice. Because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, we just want you to be secure, okay?
Okay.
All right. If there's anything you don't get or if I'm talking too fast, don't hesitate to cut me off. Want to make sure all the information for you is clarified, okay?
All right.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
It's Kai's Moving LLC.
Perfect. And then please state your name and the title within the business.
I'm Makai Bryant, owner-operator.
Gotcha. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. We went ahead and provided you your security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? That'll be from our 877 number.
Yes. You haven't charged your card yet, have you?
No. Mm-mm.
I was wondering if we could wait like a week or two to start, just because I don't have. I'm booked for the week, and I'm not gonna have time to get all these pictures and information together to get the process going.
Okay, yeah, that's actually not a problem. You know, like I was saying, you can get those sent up during your client interview, which we can set for, you know, 2 weeks in advance for you, so you don't have to worry about all of that until you're ready to send that in.
Okay. I was just thinking, I don't know how far out you guys are booked for appointments, but do you guys normally wait until the initial appointment to charge the card, or do you just start charging it today?
So we do start charging that today because we do want to be able to get started on all of the things for you, like building your website, getting your ads set up. But you don't have to worry about, you know, sending in the pictures or anything like that until we get your client interview done. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And how far out do you guys do that? Just depending on whatever your availability is?
Yeah. So, I mean, for today, we are pretty much completely booked. But we have from tomorrow, tomorrow all the way on, we have availability for you.
Okay, good. So I'd probably just wait a couple days till my work slows down so that I have time to talk to you guys on the phone about all this stuff you're building.
Okay, perfect. So we can definitely set you the time for that client interview. Give me 1 second. Excuse me. Okay, so what would be a good day? You said did you say a couple of days to set the client interview or a couple of weeks?
A couple of days before you charge the card and get started. And then client interview would be maybe like a week or two.
Okay, perfect. So what is a good time you want me to follow up with you? To make it a little easier, because it does sound like you do get a little busy, I can set what's called a post date. So basically what that is whatever time and day that you choose. So let's say you wanted to choose Friday at 11 o'clock. That's the time and day that we're going to go ahead and run the card for you and begin working on that. And then I'll go ahead and follow up with you the same day if you're available, and we can set your client interview.
Yeah, that would work if you can just set up a delay on the payment.
Okay.
Let me look at my calendar. Mm-hmm. If you could set that for Friday the 27th, that would work good.
So set the charge for the 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try. Give me one moment here. Okay, perfect. So I do have that set for you. Now I do want to reach out about 10 minutes or so before I go ahead and process that, just to make sure, you know, you're all good there, make sure you have the funds in there for you, and then we'll go ahead and run it for you, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, perfect. So I do have that set for you. I will follow up with you on the 27th, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right, perfect. You're very welcome. I'm excited to go ahead and get working with you. I'll talk to you soon, Kai.
Thank you. Talk to you later. All right, bye.